What I do every day is not a dangerous job, unless you count cycling through Boston to get to the office. But in many places around the globe, journalists do face grave dangers. We're going to focus on one of those places right now, Pakistan. Journalists there are facing more and more restrictions on what they can report or comment on. Political cartoonists, too, they're feeling the heat, maybe more so than writers, because some hardline interpreters of the Quran believe it's blasphemous to draw certain animals or represent a real person. And many Pakistani editors are complying with hardliners' demands out of fear. The World's Carol Hill says more.
If you're a political cartoonist, your job is to comment on the news happening around you. But in Pakistan, that's hard at the moment. In fact, it's downright dangerous.
I mean, it was really very difficult to make cartoons on issues like extremism or militancy in Pakistan, or even about the judiciary and the army. So there's a very limited space to work at this moment in Pakistan.
That's Sabir Nazar. He's been a political cartoonist for 24 years, but right now is possibly the low point in his professional career. In January, men armed with pistols and silencers killed three of his colleagues in Karachi. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. In March, Nazar came to Washington for a fellowship at the National Endowment for Democracy. He says in retrospect, the timing was a blessing.
When I came to Washington, immediately after 1 or 2 months, the attack on journalists started.
The offices of Nazar's paper, the Express Tribune, have been attacked 6 times over the past few months. The paper was founded in 2010 to push the boundaries of Pakistani journalism, meaning it reported on terrorism and Muslim extremism, and even waded into issues like the country's gay community. But after the attacks, the editor changed the paper's policy. Henceforth, no criticism of militant groups or religious parties. No criticism of terrorist attacks. No criticism of the Pakistani army. And don't even think about commenting on Pakistan's wide-ranging blasphemy law, something extremists have used to justify their attacks. Sabir Nazar totally understands why his editor buckled under the pressure, but he won't change what he draws.
I don't believe in self-censorship because that restricts your space even more. So I make whatever I feel like, and I would leave it to the editor if he feels that it's not publishable. But I am not going to reject any idea because, you know, it looks dangerous or anything to me.
So a lot of his cartoons are rejected. Sabir Nazar is deeply frustrated. He believes Pakistan's leaders are tiptoeing around the issue of religious extremism instead of confronting it head-on. Nazar says the strategy of occasional airstrikes on suspected insurgent bases in Waziristan is about as effective as a game of whack-a-mole. The extremists simply show up elsewhere, as they did recently in Karachi with 2 deadly attacks on the airport that killed 36 people. And Nazar has drawn withering cartoons, some of them rejected, about the strategy of Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who wants to negotiate with the militants. So far, there's been only 1 round of direct talks between the government and the Pakistani Taliban, and with the airport attacks, that strategy is likely to go on hold. Nazar says where Pakistanis have really deluded themselves is in thinking that it's only a tiny minority who hold extremist views.
A lot of people, you know, they believe that it's a small minority that's extremist who are actually doing this. And I once wrote a satirical column and I said, well, yes, it's a small minority. Majority is peaceful and moderate. But the most popular name in Pakistan is Osama.
Nazar says of the past 10 or 15 years, he's seen the cultural space in Pakistan narrow, the way it did in Afghanistan under the Taliban.
Kite flying is banned in Lahore. I mean, if you remember, that's what they did in Kabul. So, I mean, I see a lot of similarities with that.
Roadside billboards are often covered over with black paint. Dancing and certain types of music are now banned on college campuses. And in his hometown of Peshawar, Nazar can no longer sit outside and draw. It's considered un-Islamic. Sabir Nazar wants to restore the power and beauty of the visual arts in Pakistan. He believes they can actually contribute to a more tolerant, liberal society. He's using his fellowship in Washington to go through the more than 5,000 cartoons he's drawn over his career. The result will be a cartoon history of the last quarter century in Pakistan. Sabir Nazar's fellowship ends in August. He's not sure what he'll do next. If the situation in Pakistan remains dangerous for cartoonists and journalists, he may stay away a bit longer. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.